blessing Sunday, a marvelous Sunday, a God blessing Sunday. Sunday, March 11, 2018. We are already in the third month of the year. This first quarter of the year is wrapping up real fast. So enjoy this month. Enjoy this transition that we're going to have to spring. I tell you, we've got some much-needed rain, and I'm at the point now where I need to get my lawn guy called because my grass has gotten outrageous. But I'm glad to see some of this pollen washing away. So if you suffer from pollen and other conditions and allergies like I do and everyone else in my household, you're probably very glad to see the rain, too. Speaking of my household and being a father, I've said on my show many days before that I do have an 18-month-year-old daughter, and this is a brand new experience for me, you know, being my first child. But fatherhood is certainly a blessing. I've established a love that I didn't even know I was capable of having as an individual, and the dynamics behind fatherhood is just so amazing. So we're going to talk a little bit today on today's show about fatherhood, about some difficulties with fatherhood, issues that individuals may be having with fatherhood. You know, if you're a father out there and you're having to deal with child support services or any other agency, don't get down, you know, don't get down about it. You know, still be thankful that you have an opportunity to be a part of your child's life. And I promise you, as someone who grew up in a family with a single mother and didn't have my father around most of the time, any child will appreciate any time you can give them through a fatherhood program or a shared custody program. But I'm excited to have with me today, I got some good friends here in the studio with me. Of course, one of my longtime buddies, Mr. Marvin Broadwater, Mr. Omega Sci-Fi himself. I got him here today. He's going to share some information with us about an exciting program where Omega Sci-Fi has partnered up with the Division of Child Support Services, and we got representatives here from the Department of Human Services, Division of Child Support Services. We have with us Brother Ed Harbison Jr. You all know who that is. And we also have with us today Miss Gina Lackey, and that's spelled with a J, you guys, not a G. That's spelled with a J. She had to get it right for me, but I appreciate that. So how y'all doing today?
Oh, well, how you doing today? Wonderful. Thanks for having us, Ted.
All right. So Marvin, what's going on here? Tell me about all this exciting news about fatherhood and conversation and opportunities for fathers all over the Valley area. What we got going on here?
Teddy, I want to say, first of all, thank you for having us here. As a state director of Omega Sci-Fi, we're partnered with the Department of Human Services for the state of Georgia. And we holding fatherhood conversations, and we're assisting Department of Human Services in getting the word out about their programs. Traditionally or historically, the Department of Human Services Division of Child Support has had a negative connotation, and we're just here to dispel a lot of those misconceptions. As I talked and spoke with the commissioner, I told her I'm a go-getter, and I will do everything that I can, humanly possible, to get the constituents in the room. The state of Georgia will not only conduct this in Columbus, we'll have Atlanta, Thomasville, Moultrie, Albany, Augusta, Dublin, and a few other, Rome, Georgia. We're going to do this all over the state of Georgia. I'm just so happy I'm really ecstatic that Omega Sci-Fi has another opportunity to assist with an issue in our community.
Now, just to be clear and for our listeners, you actually hold a state-level position with Omega Sci-Fi.
Yes, sir.
You're the state representative, right?
Yes, sir.
So your engagement in this program is not just to benefit Columbus, but it's to benefit people all over the state of Georgia.
That's correct.
Okay, all right.
But you know what I'll tell you, Teddy? This is our first fatherhood conversation, and I live in Columbus.
Right.
I'm very passionate about this this community and those issues that that happen here. And I'm just elated to have these folks to come in and partner with us and allow us to partner with them to just get the word out, because this is something that's been needed for a long time.
Right.
And we're hitting Divine Nine, the Masonics, everyone. We're asking to come aboard and help these guys out and get the word out.
You know, I think it's very fitting that the brothers, and I'm going to call you brothers.
Yes, sir.
Your brothers, that the brothers of Omega Sci-Fi would engage in such endeavor, because this is so important to the fundamental relationship of families and growth of our youth. You know, too often we hear our young people speak about not having proper parenting. I remember growing when I was interning in law school with Judge Labette at felony division, Ninth Circuit Court in Florida. We would have people come before us when it was time for them to get their sentence, and I would often hear black men say, well, you know, I didn't have my father in my life, and I didn't have nothing growing up, and I never knew what it was like to have a brand new pair of shoes. Well, those excuses don't work. They don't work, and fathers can play a greater role in making sure that the children have the support that they need when they're growing up, so that they don't feel that way. What's the foundation behind Omega Sci-Fi wanting to engage in such program?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, one of our first cardinal principle is manhood, and manhood to Omega means that we take care of our children. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, we take care of our children. You know. It's more than just having the physical attributes of a man. You know, a true man takes care of his own. So when the commissioner asked me to partner, I said we jump to the opportunity. And we hope that we can, because we're always going to be successful here in Columbus. But we would like to extend this all over the state of Georgia and assist the Department of Human Services in this endeavor.
Well, absolutely. Well, I'm glad that this partnership was formed, and I can tell from the way that I saw you three talking when I walked in that you're certainly not strangers to each other. And,
no, absolutely.
Absolutely not. Gina, what up, Jay? Talk to me for a second here. Now, you're the regional manager of the Division of Child Support Services under the Department of Human Services, correct?
Correct, that is correct.
So what's your responsibility within the division? I'm sorry.
Well, as a region manager, I am responsible for several offices throughout the state, but it also includes the Columbus office. This is my hometown, so I do have a closer connection to what goes on in Muskogee County and our surrounding area here. So my responsibility is to be that outreach for the program, to be a supporter of the program, and be sure that I can provide the program what they need to reach the residents of the community.
Well, awesome. Well, Gina, with a J, you know, I have the benefit of looking at you, and I can tell you look like a sweet lady.
Thank you.
You know, you look like you wouldn't mind a fly, and you would feed any child that you saw that was hungry. That's just how nice you look. However, there is a connotation out there in the community, a negative connotation, about just the Department of or the Division of Child Support Services, you know, especially for a lot of fathers out there and a lot of men. So, Gina, this is your opportunity to say something to all the fathers out there, because we don't want them to be afraid of you. We want them to engage with you, be honest, let's be upfront, and let's handle responsibilities, right?
And that's absolutely correct. What we want to do is establish a partnership with our fathers. We do not want them to look at us as a person that they can't come to or a division that they can't come to. We want them to be engaged in their child support case. We want them to visit the office if they have barriers that they need to overcome. We want them to come in to the office so that we can offer them the services. We were discussing how our division has changed from an enforcement division to a services division. So we do want those fathers to be involved in their case and let us work with them to overcome the barriers that may be standing in the way of their ability to pay their child support.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we're trying to do in working with those fathers and bringing them in.
You know, Gina, I think that's so important, because I am a true believer that words carry power. And words are utilized in many different ways, whether you're communicating or you're describing something or you're trying to convey a particular message. To transition from enforcement to services,
right?
That's pretty big.
It is big, and I think it speaks to the outreach programs that we have. Of course, one of them being this fatherhood program that we have. We want our fathers to come in and take advantage of that. The fatherhood program offers them so many opportunities to overcome those barriers that they may have. even if it's they can or are able to pay part of their child support, there may be some other things that we can provide for them through the fatherhood program. So we want them to come in. We also have a parental accountability court program, mm-hmm. which is another outreach service that we provide through the Division of Child Support Services. So we are that service division now versus that enforcement division that people may have thought about us in the past.
Well, that is so awesome, and Gina, I may be overstepping our bounds here, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Any fathers out there, when you call the Division of Child Support Services and you're not getting the service that you think you deserve, remember Gina with a J is the regional manager, and she's in charge of the Muskogee County area. And I'm telling you, this lady here, she's so nice.
You got a friend,
you're going to reach out. And if the rest of the staff is anywhere at the level of Gina here, I'm sure they're going to be, everybody's pretty cool. Now, Ed, we're not going to leave you out. I don't want you calling Susan Robinson tonight. Your friend Teddy Reese is being mean to me at the radio station. We're not going to do that. Now, you've been with the Department of Human Services for quite a while. How many years now?
Man, almost two decades now, 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah, 20 years for the decade. And you guys mentioned earlier that, you know, we changed, in child support at least, the name from enforcement mm-hmm. to services. You know, that was important to make sure that we service everyone that comes through that door. I know people get a little disheveled a little bit when you go into an auto parts store, and I won't name any of them, and you're there to buy something, and the person picks up the phone, and they start talking to the person on the phone instead of servicing you at the counter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. that's irritating.
I'm
here to buy something,
right.
And so I want to be serviced. So child support, over a period of time, has learned to make sure that we are not just dealing with the custodial parents, the people mm-hmm. who have the children that come into the office, but also shine some light on the fathers that come in, the non-custodial parents that don't have custody of the kids. And we want to make sure that we're attended to their needs and responsibilities, too.
And you know, I know politically your father and Governor Deal sit on opposite sides of the aisle, but however, this is a point in which we have to give Governor Deal credit, because we have seen improvement in services throughout a lot of state agencies, even the Department of Driver Services, separating the customer service aspect of it from the operational aspect of it. I think that really benefited a lot of citizens throughout the state of Georgia. You know, so if someone has dealt with the Department of the Division of Child Support Services in the past, Ed, and they're now coming forth and trying to reestablish a new relationship, what would be your message to them as a young black man here in the
state? Do not be afraid of the Office of Child Support Services. We're there to assist you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quite often people think, if I go down to that office, they're going to arrest me. You know, my license is suspended. You know, I don't get to see my kid. All these negative connotations about child support services. But in reality, if you walk into that child support office, there's several agents down there to assist you, to go over your case, make sure you understand if you're up for a review and modification, if it needs to be, if you're paying too much or too little, if you've changed job, if you lose your job, don't be afraid to come in there. You know, a lot of people, when they lose their job, they head straight down to the Department of Labor and say, hey, look, I need that money.
Right.
You know, they don't think about my child actually needs support. Maybe I should go into that office and talk to them and tell them what's going on with my situation so they can assist me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the image we want to portray. We don't want to say, we're going to lock everybody up. We're going to suspend your license. No, those are not the images that we want from that office. The first name in our organization is child.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we want to focus on those children, making sure that they get everything they need. And you're right. The state of Georgia has made some streamlined things in the last few years to make sure that we're running efficiently and smoothly and that we're servicing everyone.
Well, awesome. Well, Gene, I see you have some numbers here, and I like numbers. So, you know, tell us what's going on, some numbers statewide of what we have going on with the Division of Child Support.
Well, within the Division of Child Support Services, we have over 400,000 cases statewide. And of those, we had, during our federal fiscal year 17, we had a little over 5,000 parents who were enrolled in the fatherhood program statewide. So that's mm-hmm. quite a large number of non-custodial parents that we're providing services to. We do have 24 fatherhood agents throughout the state of Georgia who are assisting our non-custodial parents with the program. And we also have 83,000 cases are considered hard to serve cases and that were potentially eligible for an outreach program through our division. So that's quite a large number of cases that are still out there that we need to reach those fathers and have them to come in and let us talk to them about the outreach services that are available to them.
Well, hopefully we'll have quite a few people listening to the show today and decide that they want to come forth and have that conversation. And you know, Ed don't look as nice as Gina, but but I tell you, I am enjoying this conversation, and it's good to know the numbers so that people will know that they're not alone. You know, your situation, your child is unique, but your situation may not be unique, and there are opportunities that you can utilize within the Division of Child Support Services to meet your need, you know, and to help you get to where you need to be. But ultimately, we all got to keep something in mind, and that is these services are in place to make sure that our children have the lifestyle that they deserve and that they need to be successful individuals. We're not trying to take your club money. We're not coming after your rims on your car. You know, I'm not trying to cancel your vacation to Las Vegas. We're trying to make sure that this child that been asked to come into this world is giving the opportunity and the services that they need to be successful. And if we keep that in mind, if we focus on our youth, I think that we'll be on the right path. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to dive right into the programs that we have coming up right here in Columbus. We're going to talk a lot about that program coming up here shortly, the second half of this show. I hope you're enjoying the conversation so far.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I still have nightmares.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
Where they're having to work with the Division of Child Support Services. We don't want you to be afraid. We want you to be brave. We want you to come forth because, trust me, they got nice people there, and they have programs that can help you. We have with us here today my good friend and buddy, Mr. Marvin Broadwater of Omega Sci-Fi. He's a part of the state leadership team of Omega Sci-Fi, and they have partnered with the Department of Human Services, particularly the Division of Child Support Services, to provide a fatherhood program to help communities and help fathers in those communities transition to getting the services that they need. You know, this is not the period to be afraid anymore or not engaged. This is a point in a time in which you're going to have the people on site that can help you and that can provide the services that you need, and they're going to be nice to you and understand your situations and your circumstances as well. But all in all, we all got to be fair with it. So just come in there with a fair mind, and you may walk out with a smile. You just never know. So, Brother Broadwater, let's talk about this program you have coming up on March the 17th here at in Columbus, Georgia. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, Terry, the program is on March 17th. It's at Canaan Baptist Church. The address is 2835 Breckenmore Drive. But if you are not familiar with the address, most of us know where Fort Middle School is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just straight. It's right across the street from Fort Middle School.
That's where the detour is right now.
You got to go around the school. Amen. But one of the things I wanted to make sure that we cover today is that, you know, sometimes fathers, even with this, we're gonna ask all the fathers to come out to this program. But if you are a mother, an aunt, a girlfriend, or quite possibly even a wife, grandmother, father, and you have a son, mm-hmm. a relative, that you know can benefit from this.
Right.
They need to get there. They need to be in the room. We will provide refreshments. We're going to have some lunch there for them. So,
are you providing food too?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir. And it's free.
Good food, like sandwiches and stuff.
Yes, sir. Chick-fil-A food.
Oh, Chick-fil-A type food.
Oh, oh, y'all can see Teddy's ordering in here.
So we want to, you know, we just want to make sure that we canvass all areas of Columbus, north, south, east, and west.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get those fathers in the room that can benefit from this program. Because it's a great program.
Right.
It's a great program. I just want to give a shout-out to Mr. Harbison. I had no idea about this program, and I researched. He's one of the architects of the fatherhood program for Muscogee County. And in 1997, I went back and I did some research, and I found out there was an interview that he did with WTBM. And I read that entire interview.
1997. You're talking about Senator Harbison or the son?
The son. But you know, he's been doing this quite a while. He's a subject matter expert in this. But like I said, Omega's, our job, if you will, is to just get the folks there.
Right.
And I implore, I ask, I beg, I plead, if you know someone that can benefit from this program. It's from 10 a.m. to 1. And like I said, the staff will be there. If you want to talk one-on-one after,
mm-hmm.
they will stay behind because they're definitely committed to this. And we have got to get the word out to get those fathers in the room.
Well, let's get the word out right now. So the program is called Fatherhood Conversation, and it's March the 17th. March 17th, what day of the week is that?
That's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. March the 17th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Canaan Baptist Church. The address is 2835 Brandwoods Drive, Columbus, Georgia. If you're at the corner of Forest Road and Floyd and where Woodruff Forum comes in right now, where they just built the new Pig Wiggly, just go on down to where Fort Middle School and it'll be right there on the right. You can't miss it. It's the first church you're going to see on the right. It's pretty huge with a very large parking lot. We're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is open to the public, free of charge, and they are also providing good food. I mean, Chick-fil-A type food. So, you know, and some of the services that you should expect that this program that can be discussed and will be discussed generally will be driver license reinstatement. You know, that's a big one.
It is.
That's a big one. That's a lot of people around here, you know, pushing it every day, driving with suspended license because of child support issues. And so we want to fix that. You can get your license back. Don't get out to the program. Get somebody else to handle it. We'll talk to you about reinstating your license, all right? Child support services, GED enrollment, that is huge. That's very big because, you know, being able to pay child support is incumbent upon you being able to get a good job. And it's kind of hard to get a job without proper education, at least a high school education. So let's get that And if we need to talk about additional job training, we can do that there too. Job search and placement, they're even going to be there to help you find jobs. That's very important. Volunteer work opportunities. Now, what's the benefit of a volunteer work opportunity?
Volunteer work opportunities allow you to market yourself to the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, especially during a recession, people want to go to work, and you can't often find work in your career field, but if you volunteer your time or you work with partners in the community that can help you connect with other people, then quite often that does lead to other employment.
Right.
You know, people have transcendent all kinds of skills.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't know. And, you know, I know that you're an attorney, but you're here on the radio talking to us. People are multifaceted.
I don't know why they did this.
You know, but that just goes to show the kind of talent people have. If it's not unearthed, it's not uncovered. And we want to make sure that the community are aware that people are there and they want to work and they have skills. And the educational opportunities exist to help solidify the employment for
right.
You know how it is.
I totally understand. You know, and I'm a big believer in volunteer work, just giving back to the community and involving our youth as we're doing that. So that's great opportunities, too, for fathers to grab their kids and say, you know, let's go read at the nursing home, or let's go work to clean up the community or something of that nature. And I do want to put this condition out there. Where applicable, there may even be some support order modifications. So we're going to at least start that conversation. That's big.
People don't know that, you know, every 36 months, your child support case can come up for a review. Every 36 months, every 3 years.
Every 3 years.
It could come up for a review.
Okay.
And we look at those cases and say, oh, if this person lost a job, or there are other additional children, or there are circumstances that weren't there or existed when we first did this case.
That's a general review.
Yeah, general review.
Can they come forward with an emergency type situation?
Well, typically, you know, if there's a significant change or there's something that just you were blindsided by, like an employer laid you off, you
right.
didn't know.
Right.
Yeah, come on into the office and talk to us about it. Maybe we can help you out with that review and modification.
Come before your license gets.
Absolutely, man. We have plenty of success stories inside of the program. You know, the Father Program services all walks of life. We have people with degrees. We have people who have high school diploma, people with technical certificates. You know, one of our best success stories is a local guy who graduated from Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, played Division I ball, and we're going to highlight him, you know, and tell you about his story. He's a great story. He went all the way up to the Green Bay Packers, back home now. But he'll tell you that the program helped him. He'll show you that the services that we provided for him helped him transition from collegiate atmosphere to the NFL, back home, and back into a successful businessman.
Well, that's awesome. And I also want to share a number here. This number belongs to Brother Marvin Broadwater. And I know he on here sounded like Barry White, but he is happily married. So we only need you to utilize this number if you're truly calling out the services we have here today. And that number is 706-315-6454. That's Brother Melvin Broadwater at 706-315-6454. You can also reach him via email at mbroadwater, SR, as in senior, at yahoo.com. So that's mbroadwater, senior, SR, at yahoo.com. Well, I tell you, this program sounds very exciting, and it's my hope that, you know, fathers or parents or, you know, grandparents or anyone that may know someone in the situation will encourage their relatives to come out and have this conversation. Jenny, you're going to be there?
I am going to be there.
Jenny's going to be there. She's going to be at the door, so everybody's going to be happy because, you know, once you see that smile, it's going to be a great time. Brother Broadwater, you going to have all the makers there?
As of yesterday, I had a commitment of 102.
102 Omegas?
Yes.
Now, are they participating in the program, or are they just coming to help?
No, we're assisting. We're assisting. You know, our first cardinal principle is manhood.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes,
you know how we feel about that, so.
I got you. You know, brother, I am listening loud and clear. You know, there are awesome Omega men out there that I'm personally honored to be associated with on a very, very good friend level. You know, with you and your son being one, and as I mentioned, Travis and Carl and DeMarcus Smith and some other individuals out there, you know, that are just great brothers, and, you know, so – That's why it's easy for me to call you brother, because I know your commitment, and I'm excited about this program that's coming up in the community. And again, that's March the 17th, 2018, at Cannon Baptist Church. I can't say that enough. You know where it is. And from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., don't show up at 12:30. I need you to go on and get up. Even if you go out Friday night, go on and get up, because this is important. This is very important.
Councilman Bruce Huff is committed himself to being there as well. He's going to be there available for the public to talk to him and answer questions and that kind of thing as well. So you meet your counselor in your district. He'll be there as well.
Well, that's good, and I'm glad to hear that Bruce will be engaged in this. You know, Bruce, he shows up at a lot of events in the community, and he truly cares, and he's involved. And so we appreciate his service to the community and him recognizing the importance of this program, even though he's a good brother of Alpha Phi Alpha. Yeah, now, showing up to an Omega Psi Phi program, that shows you how important this is. If you participate, that means everybody in the community got to get out, brother.
Thank you,
first of all,
for that. But I will tell you, 102 Omegas. So if we have at least 102 Alphas in the house, we'll be okay.
Look, I'm going to just say that, first of all, service of all, we will transcend. I'm believing it.
We're going to have enough space for the fathers, too.
This is nothing to fear.
Right.
We are here, and this agency is here to support all of you. As far as the organizations are concerned, our collaborations together for this community, and I'm a firm believer in this, and this is my last word, I'll say. I do believe that all the challenging issues in our community, once you diminish the radiance of one issue, you subsequently diminish that light of another one, decrease in another one.
Right.
Domestic violence, homelessness, all of those things. I was just surprised to learn that we have so many fathers that can benefit from this in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need you to come out, folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the bottom line. We need you to come out to this program.
In the community.
And thank you again, Teddy. I'm not going to say anything else.
Please. I'm excited about the unintended impact as well. You know, oftentimes there are very positive impacts from our programs, and I do believe this is going to have an amazing impact. I'm glad to hear that the judges are going to be there, because we have a very strong legitimacy program going on through our judges here in Muskogee County, being led by Judge McBride and some other individuals that are working very hard on this. So we appreciate their work that they're doing. And all of this ties hand in hand in building a stronger community. To have a stronger Columbus, we must grow and work on each other together. Not in judgment, but in a spirit to where people genuinely know that we're there to assist them and help them. And that's what I see from the three of you today, and I'm very excited about that. And I plan to be there myself. So, you know, when I'm there, Alpha's covered.
We gotta close that out. So you won't get any food.
Still want to inquire about our outreach program, or if they can't make it down to the office, we do have a toll-free number. It's 1-844. It's my GADHS, and that is 1-844 694-2347. And that will put them in touch with the Division of Child Support Services. If they call through that number, someone can help them, answer questions, and then direct them to the office and be able to get whatever their questions are answered. So that is the number for the Division of Child Support Services.
All right. That number one more time is 844-694-2347. And that is the number directly to the Division of Child Support Services. If you cannot make it to this event, and when you call, you tell whoever answered that you got the number from Jenna and that they got to be next to you, okay? And I promise you, you'll get a good reception. So thank you guys.
One last thing. We're working on trying to make this Facebook Live.
Okay.
And if this event is Facebook Live, you'll be able to call in your questions or concerns.
Okay.
But we're watching home. We're in reality. We're watching home because there's a unique thing that happens face to face. But if for some reason you can't come, we will camera screen again and provide that Facebook Live information.
Well, the good thing about Facebook Live is that it becomes a video at the host page once the live is done, so people can always go back and watch it. So what page should they be looking for? Would that be hosted through the Omega Sci-Fi page, the Facebook Live information?
That would be on the Georgia Department of Human Services website.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook page, too?
We do.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page.
All right.
Into the 21st century.
Right? Well, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Hey, Teddy, I don't want to leave it here. I hope that people will keep in touch and keep on the lookout, because we do have another event that's scheduled in the month of April.
Mm-hmm.
That is our Fatherhood celebration that we'll be having in the Columbus area.
Okay.
And so we'll have more information upcoming about that event as well. So, we're continuing to do things out in the community that we want people involved in as well. So,
amazing.
Something else coming in April.
You get that to me, and I'll make sure I get it on the air so that everybody will know. I just want to thank you again, Ed Harbison Jr. with the Department of Human Services, Brother Marvin Broadwater with Omega Psi Phi, who's serving as the lead agency to help out with this Fatherhood Conversation Program, and Ms. Gina Lackey, who is the regional manager for the Division of Child Support Services. Thank you for your time today, and thank you for coming in to talk about this very, very important subject. All right.
Well, thanks for having the conversation, Teddy.
Absolutely. Well, this has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I hope you enjoyed the program, but most importantly, I hope you're planning to get to the Fatherhood Conversation Program on March the 17th at Cannon Baptist Church from 10 to 1. You don't want to miss it. You'll get all the information you need, and you'll have the experts right there on site to help you and talk to you about your situation so that we can make sure that you have what you need to be successful and your child has what your child needs to be successful. This has been Sunday Conversation.
The views and expressions of Sunday Conversation are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporation, advertisers, nor their staff.